Wars, Princes, Scarlet campaigns. There was a chilled chieftain, scourge of many tribes, a wrecker of meat bitches, rampaging among foes. This terror of the hall troops had come far. A foundling to start with, he would flourish later on as his powers waxed and his worth was proved. In the end, each clan on the outlying coasts beyond the inland had to yield to him and begin to pay tribute. That was one good king. Afterwards, a boy child was born to Sheep, cut in the yard, a comfort sent by God to that nation. He knew what they had thought, the long times and troubles they'd come through without a leader. So the Lord of life, the glorious Almighty, made this man renowned. Sheep had fathered a famous son. Bob's name was known through the north. And a young prince must be driven like that, giving freely while his father lives, so that afterwards, in age, when fighting starts, steadfast companions will stand by him and hold him high. Behavior that's admired is the path to power among people everywhere. And I'm very well there, because I still make a comment or two about this Irishizing of this English text. But James, he was a child. He would have been referred to as a cub. But some of you are Irish, I know, some of you will be aware of that cub over there, a familiar term for a child. Are any of you familiar with it? The cub. Is anything like that used in the Iberian tradition at all? A cub. It's an interesting choice of word because, as you know, on one hand, that is making this text Irish, which, as I suggested again earlier on, somewhat goes against literary history, where so many Irish writers, Swift, Sterne, Goldsmith, Wilde, so many others were actually subsumed, as it were, into the English tradition. But that word, I think it's there as a note of humor, by the way. This is not an earnest attempt to recover Beowulf. At that moment, he brings it into the Irish realm, but he also is providing a gloss on an aspect of Beowulf that many readers would tend to overlook. And that, of course, is the fact that the name Beowulf means bee wolf. So Beowulf, in fact, is a bear. So the cub is bringing us in that direction. The honey-eating bear. There's another word there, which is a word that is used in parts of northern England. Even now, and certainly widely used in Ireland. And that's the phrase, he knew what they had thought. And the word thought is a word
They fed that they were all a little people.
was mostly almost humble son. So I'm just going to read this to give you a sense. It's a way, I suppose, it's a poem that is it's full of stuff. It's full of stuff in the way that something we lose. One of them is